WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. If you're anything like me, life feels a bit like a pinball machine sometimes bouncing from one chaotic situation to another. We get hit with deadlines, relationship drama, unexpected curveballs, you name it. But what if I told you there's a way to navigate all that craziness with a sense of calm and even strength? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Building resilience through mindfulness. Because let's be honest, life is going to throw punches. It's inevitable. But how we respond to those punches, that's where the real power lies. Mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master who floats above it all. It's about bringing your full awareness to the present moment, even amidst the chaos. Think of it like this. Imagine you're walking down a crowded street. You could get caught up in the rush, feeling overwhelmed and stressed. Or you could take a deep breath, notice the sounds around you, the chatter, the laughter, the music, and simply observe your surroundings without judgment. That's mindfulness in action. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Mindfulness sounds a bit hippy-dippy for me. But trust me, this stuff is seriously practical. It's like having an invisible shield that helps you deflect those emotional blows life throws your way. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build resilience through mindfulness. 1. Become aware of your thoughts. Ever notice how our minds can be a whirlwind of thoughts? Some are helpful, some are not. Mindfulness is about simply observing these thoughts without getting carried away by them. It's like watching clouds drift by, fascinating to observe, but they don't define your reality. 2. Embrace the power of breath. Deep breaths, folks. I know it sounds simple, but taking a few deep breaths can instantly calm your nervous system and shift your perspective. When you feel overwhelmed, focus on your breath. Inhale deeply, hold for a moment, and exhale slowly. Repeat this several times and watch the tension melt away. 3. Cultivate gratitude. Think about all the good things in your life, big and small. A warm cup of coffee, a supportive friend, the sunshine on your face, these little moments add up to a lot of happiness. Take time each day to appreciate the simple things. It shifts your focus from what's lacking to what you already have. 4. Practice active listening. When someone is talking to you, really listen. Don't just wait for your turn to speak. Pay attention to their words, their tone of voice, and their body language. Showing genuine interest in others builds connection and strengthens relationships, both essential for resilience. 5. Be kind to yourself. This one's crucial. We're all human, and we make mistakes. Instead of beating yourself up over setbacks, treat yourself with compassion and understanding. Remember, learning and growing takes time and effort. Now, let me tell you a quick story that illustrates this whole concept. My friend Sarah was going through a rough patch: job stress, relationship drama, the works. She felt completely overwhelmed. One day, she stumbled upon a mindfulness meditation app. Initially, she thought it sounded too out there for her, but she decided to give it a shot. After just a few weeks, Sarah noticed a huge difference. She was less reactive to stressful situations, more patient with herself and others, and even slept better. Mindfulness gave her the tools to navigate those tough times with grace and resilience. The bottom line is this. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of Zen. It's about showing up fully in each moment, even when things get tough. It's about learning to accept what you can't control and focusing your energy on what you can. So, I challenge you to start incorporating mindfulness into your daily routine. Take a few deep breaths, practice gratitude for the little things, and be kind to yourself along the way. You got this. And remember, if you find this helpful, please share it with your friends and family. Let's spread the message of everyday stoicism together. Until next time, keep calm and carry on.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.